The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
We interrupt this program for no reason. Had there been a reason, you'd have been asked to go along with it and perhaps even take off your pants. But there is no reason, so now we return you to the program.
The Frank is on. The Frank is on. The Frank is on.
And if you missed that,
The Frank is on.
SRN. Be there if you know it's good for you.
SRN 1.
The Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Julia Paper Moon sailing under a cardboard sky, but it wouldn't be make believe if you believed in me. Or it's love, love, love. Or it's a honky tonk parade. Or it's love, love, love. Or it's a melody played at a painting I gave for the Batman Bailey was just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make believe if you believed in me. Or put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music. Closer, my dear, come closer. La, 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 Leo's when you come close to me. Take me out to the ball game, or take me out to the park, or buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, so I don't care if I never get back to me. My Bonnie has tuberculosis. My Bonnie has only one lung. My Bonnie can cough up her horses and roll them around on her tongue. Oh, bring back, oh, bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. Oh, bring back, oh, bring back, oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. That pony run, he jumpy, pitchy jump, oh, master is a ditch. The pony being rather shy when bitten by the blue tail fly. Oh, Jim Crackhorn and I don't care. Oh, Jim Crackhorn and I don't care. Oh, Jim Crackhorn and I don't care. Oh, master's here to say. Let me see now. Wait a minute. What's the other? Oh, yeah. From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, to the freedom flowing mountains, to the south and by the shore, to the John Hanson, and quite well known by all, a pretty combination of bad cannonball. Oh, it's your daddy cracks and they ain't forever said, and always be remembered in the courts of Alabama, with the sensations over the curtain round and fall. We'll carry him home to the green one, a bad cannonball. Oh, I wonder who's kissing her now. Oh, I wonder who's kissing her now. Why, wonder who's looking to her eyes divine, with freak's eyes telling lies. Why, wonder who's kissing her now. Why, wonder who's kissing her now. La, 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 la. Why, wonder who's kissing her now.
Smell my underarms, please.
Thank you.
following side effects are possible listening to the show. Just want to go through this here. Back strain, pouring rain, constipation, conservation, perspiration, diarrhea, panacea, margarita, heartburn, heartbreak, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, bleeding, reading, kneading, kidney stones, gallstones, rolling stones, stroke, itching, bitching, and gas. But you're here, aren't you? Yes, you are here. Welcome, Cthulhu Chronicles. My name is Frank Dolmanson. Thank you for coming out. Oh, yeah. Bard. I'm the Bard. I'm here. You don't like it? Go somewhere else. But we're staying. That's it. Here we go. Did I mention asthma? Asthma, anemia, onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia, for God's sake. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello and into every bardello, bordello, not bardello. What's a bardello? Bardello, could that be feminine? Hey, yeah, a bordello just for gals. Ooh. And the wind was blowing. Yeah, well, you're here, and me, Frank Tolo, there's James on Time Show. And there was some fun. I'm still laughing because that was a funny opening for me. Okay. If you didn't find it funny, if you're just confused or thought maybe someone dropped mushrooms into your coffee or whatever you were drinking, get ready. This only just begun because we have a virtual audience raring to have fun listening to me when I go over to the Piranha and start tinkling on the 88s, because this is a saloon, a cafe, whatever you want to call it. We got it right here. You guys are going to be ready for this? Yes, okay. They like it. Yeah, they're all guys. I hear just a bunch of kids came out. They were playing softball out in the cold because you can't play indoors. Can't play softball indoors because of the masks and staying close to each other. Baseball is actually a good socially distant game. If you think about it, if you don't think about it, then I don't know why you would even care. Because aside from touching and tagging, and even then, wait a second, even then, because you have a glove on and you really don't touch your glove. You kind of do, I guess you do. But so tagging someone with the glove is not touching them. And, right, what else? Do you throw the ball? Someone once said baseball is a great, great game and it's an easy game. Right, you throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. That's a beautiful description of baseball. And so, you know, and as the third man, I know exactly what I'm saying. Now, I'm excited about one thing. I found an extension cord. I thought I was going to have to go sit over at the piano without headphones, because the headphone jack only goes so far into the mixer. And I have to sit on the other side of the room. I'm also going to have to adjust this whole setting here shortly so that I can do it. Because, and you can hear it in some reasonable fashion. Okay, there is no huge setup here. There's no, people didn't come in. I don't have a sound man. I don't know one sound man, in fact. And I'm just going to sit there and go through it. I grabbed a whole bunch of songs that I used to play at bars and coffee shops and coffee and bar shops and coffees, you know, restaurants. And I'm going to do it over there because it's fun. Now, I want to mention a couple of things first here, and that is that the piano itself, I'm going to call it the Piranha, I call it because it can hurt. It can hurt listening. It can hurt your ears. No, anyway, the Piranha has a bit of a tonal problem. Okay, so that's just gonna, as far as I'm concerned, gonna make it a little bit more colorful. Alright? I also have, and this is not original, but it's rare to have I don't know how I'm gonna put on my harmonica. I guess I'll go right over the headphones. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll have some fun putting the stuff together. So I could even play harmonica, sing, and play the piano. Now, you know, usually I do, and other people have over the years used harmonicas with their guitars. banjos or something. But I like it on the piranha. It's really, it gets to be fun. And you got some weird sounds there too because of the tonal differences. The piano needs some work, okay? The piano needs some work, all right? It's a good piano. I've had it since 1974? Yeah. It's a Kimball piano. And I've had it since 1974. It's been great. It's been, you know, here and there has been tuned. But unfortunately, it sat down here against a wall. And this is a Four Seasons. Of course, it was bought in a Four Seasons place in New York. And then it moved. You really care about where this piano's been? It's probably been, this piano, let me say, has moved and had more homes. Let's just say this. Had more homes than most people I know from my hometown. Because this piano went to a couple of places in Hollywood. It was in Brooklyn. It went to a couple of places in Hollywood. There's, you know, more than one, maybe three different apartments, one bigger than the other. And it, what else did it have? It had, then it came over there, went there. And then it went down to, let's see, California was that? And then it, well, yeah, then it, in Los Angeles, then it went down to San Diego. There's another home down there, right? Well, how many homes were down there? Just one. There were two homes. No, there were three homes in L.A. And then there were two. No, then there was one home. The Homes of My Piano by Frank Attola. Yeah, I'm going to get over there. Don't worry. We got plenty of time. It's, look, it's my show. And you're here. And I hope you're digesting. Did you have a good socially distanced Thanksgiving? I'm going to tell you what, right. Where did that piano wind up, Frank? What happened? Well, it went from the, okay, well, it went to Nashville, Tennessee, to two places. It doesn't matter. But, and then it came here. Did it come two places here? Yes, it did. It was two places in Pennsylvania. Oh my gosh. So the point is, it's had its, ups and downs. It's been knocked around, but it's still, You know, some of you don't even know what an in-tune piano sounds like. No, you do. You don't know what an out-of-tune piano sounds like, because it's never totally out of tune. It's not like a guitar. You know, you got like two strings on a guitar that are out of tune, and everything else is in tune. You know it. What's wrong with that guitar? Even no one who's ever picked up or strummed the guitar knows. But on the piano, you don't get away with it. You know, so with the piano and the harmonicas, which never go out of tune, by the way, harmonicas never go out of tune unless the reeds, somehow you screw up the reeds. But if you're smart, even the cheapest harmonica can last you for years. So there's some, that's about all the education you may get about, but a piano is different, you know, because those strings are so taut. They are, I mean, if one of those things snapped and you had your hand in there, you're in grave danger. And I'm going to go over there and put us all in grave danger with a number of songs. Might even stick in a few originals. Well, you might not know, though, which ones are, so, because they're just songs. And they go way back, and some of them don't go way back, and some of them, there's nothing new there. That's nothing new. Of course, the way you'll hear it is new, because we'll have some fun with it. And I'll also do the John Cage versions. Oh boy, what's that? Hey, you might learn something, some music there. I'll do the John Cage versions of some of these songs. It's going to be great. So if you have very heavy drugs, I suggest you plug them in. If you're just the kind of person that laughs and has some fun or likes stuff, then fine. And if you, I hope it inspires you to do something. And it can. I mean, something musical. Because you don't have to be, even though I was a professional for many years, music-wise, musician as a musician, and you know, it doesn't matter. You just got to go with it. And some people, you know, it's like I always say, I never rehearse, but I'm always prepared. That's how I handle everything. It took me years to find that out. Maybe it'll take you years. Oh, what? Sounds worse with the, what about you? Are you guys, getting ready? Are you? Yes, they are. They're going to be ready. It's like radio, isn't it? I'm the vegetable man, the third man. I'm the godfather of internet radio and the part of broadcasting. And I don't have much else to say other than, remember, we're coming into holidays, and Black Friday is in some time zones tomorrow. Right now, it's already black. I don't know if they have Black Friday like in Norway. So, you know, but I mean, Christmas is coming and Hanukkah is coming and other holidays of that nature for the winter solstice is coming. So you might want to get people, friends, relatives, books. And there's plenty of books in the Cthulhu Chronicles library. Now, maybe next week, I'll try to put together a list of all the people and people who, not all, I don't know if all, but, you know, many of the people who've been on the show who have books for sale. And you'll know where to get them. They're all fascinating, fascinating tomes. And you can get them because it's time for gifts. And if you're going to shop online, you know, everyone has at least everyone has a computer, everyone has a phone. And now you can read books on anything. You know, when it first started with the digital books, you had to have a Kindle or a special thing or, I don't know, some particular player. Now I think you can, you know, they're just PDFs. Bingo. You know, and you can read them on anything. Because a phone could do just pretty much anything. So I want to tell you about all the books. I know it's going to be like a QVC. It's going to be CC. QVC, what is that? Quality, Victory, Cthulhu, no, quality, it could be video, you know, it's going to be like a buy on TV. You know, buy a mop or a, or even a guitar or a, something. All this crap they sell there. Jewelry, clothing, and anything else. But that's not going to be the whole show because I don't know what I'm going to do next week. I decided to do this. The thing where, I sit down and I play. I haven't done it in a long time. I know they like it. Thank you, guys. Thank you. They like it. They've always had a good time doing, when I do this stuff. And I'm going to have to set it up shortly. But the books are great gifts. Alone, you can get my entire library of books, I think, for under $23 or something. It is absolutely marvelous. Purchase, because if they were all hardcover books, it would set you back, you know, a lot. And you wouldn't stand for it. Because when there weren't digital books, nobody, you know, crowds didn't run out. People actually, you know, I'd like to get that book over there, Blur, but really? Hardcover? $47? What do I look like? You're welcome for the wonderful radio. This is wonderful radio now in its 21st or 2nd or 3rd year. I stopped counting. We are on many places, and though we do, of course, have our problems, and but you know, we go rawly, if that's a word, R-A-W, through it. Last week, Craig Lehner was here having a great conversation, and we have great conversations, and I'm going to have him back. What did you say, Frank? Well, I don't know if you stayed with us, because a funny thing happens. If we ever go off the air, there is a contraption that immediately plugs in the SRN cloud, what programming that's on there 24/7, meaning all the time. Now they gotta say all the time, not 24/7. What if it's 19/6? I mean, what do you do with the other time? Okay, but the point I'm trying to make here is, if you suddenly, I'm talking and then all of a sudden you hear some, or you hear me, you can actually hear me doing, you know, one of my Cthulhu, common sense Cthulhos, or doing, you know, IDing SRN and 148 and all that stuff, because I'm the voice of it. I gotta kill my voice here. I'm gonna take some water because I'm gonna be singing. Oh no, he's gonna sing too. Well, yeah. So, what'd you guys do? Go out? Oh, they went out and get some, did you hear that? I'm gonna sing too. Okay, good. All right, put your potato chips and stuff down there. You guys want to go get your girlfriends and bring them over? Oh, you stopped. Oh, you just want to get them. You don't want to bring them over. Okay. Well, that's smart. Get yourself some books. All you need is an email. And not just my books. I'm just saying you could get all my books, you know, for inexpensively digitally. And that's a great bargain. I mean, you can get all the books. Craig Lehner was here, as I said, was here. And we did have a problem. We were cut off. And then we came right back. And people must have been very confused that we were talking, and then suddenly they heard whatever they heard from the cloud, because it just kicked in. Then I came back, and he came back, and we talked. But we could not record it at that point, because I couldn't record half the show. And when the whole thing buckled and went gone by, when it all went missing, as they say, when we came back, I could not record it. So, but you could still get a lot of the stuff at juicedtalk.com. Okay. Now also coming up, that's not just it. You know, we got the books, our books and other people's books. So Craig Lehner's, basketball books. They're not basketball. They're science fiction, young adult. This is young adult stuff. So these are, it's not like I'm saying, hey, get all these books for like one or two types of people. All the different books. Babs has two books there about stars in the National Enquirer. Great books, with good stuff, not just fiction or nonfiction, right? We got funny books, good books, boom. So you can get all that stuff, and we'll sell more of that later on. But time to start thinking about that. You never have to leave. And the other thing is this, you know, they're books. You don't have to sit, even when you're shopping online, you may sit and go, what should I get for Cousin Bobby? You know, get them books. And if they're not readers, then get them books anyway. Maybe they'll start to be readers. And it's important. I don't care how old they are. So it's not a demographic thing. You can get books for anyone. And if you look at the type of books, it really matters. The, Dr. Karen, is it Karen? Yeah. Anyway, Dr. Wyatt's book. Oh man, it's a great book. And you're older people, I don't know who's older to you, because I don't know what generation you're in, but younger and older and mid, it's for everyone. That let's just say basically not for kids, for kids and young adults. You go to Craig Lehner, you go to for humor and some serious romance. You come to me. You go to the more wild, Salvo Dali type stuff, you go to The Artist Day. All these books are online, and all you gotta do is pick a book, any book, and all you need is to pay for it, and the email. That's how it is. You just, they email to the person, and everybody's got an email, click, bingo, happy new year. It's over. Okay? And this year, that's especially good, because you're not gonna be delivering books. You're not going to be close to people, and if you are, you're in trouble, because you know what's going on. So don't give me that look. Don't. Hey. Okay, now let's do this, because I feel like getting into it. I'm going to bring my water. Let me finish my coffee here. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to bring my water, and up here I am. Bring the microphone. Okay, guys, here's what I'm going to do, and I want you to hold the applause until I tell you when I'm going through some of this stuff. Is that okay with you? Thank you. You know, it's a young crowd. Yeah, they like it. It's a young crowd. They don't know a lot of these songs, but they like the way I screw around with them, right? Good. All those happy faces. Look at them. Okay, that's enough. That's it for now. So I'm going to go over there, and I'll walk you through this and give you all the ideas of on you know what's happening. Now, I have the extension cord, so this is going to be easy. I could have done this without the extension cord, but you know, this used to be a full-blown studio down here, and I knew I had these, so I got to move the mic over to the Piranha, and I can keep my headphones. I can keep headphones on, which is great, because I like to hear myself that way. Now I got to know where I'm going to put the mic, because this is a what the hell? Oh, that's the mic. I got this long, I'm pulling the wrong cord. Okay, let's go. Here we go. So I could put this only exactly where I should. I don't have to stand for it, so, and I won't stand for it. So if I could just do this, and where am I going to put this now? Okay, let's see. I could, I didn't think this through. I can't put it on the piano because I got to be able to, how about this? Uh-oh. Let's see. How about right here? Is that good? I don't know. See? Yeah, we didn't think this through. Okay, here's something. I could use this. No, I can't. Yes, I can. If I could put this up here, I know you're saying like, I can't see it. All right. I'm not making the sound any better than this. You could hear the piano, so actually you could hear me almost any, I could, oh, wait. No, that's no good. This does reach, doesn't it? Wait a second. What the hell's going on with this thing? I have more wire here. Don't I? I have more wire, and yet, I see, aha! Okay. I don't have Alexa, and so he wasn't worried about her. Which one of these is this wire? He said. Frank, why didn't you get this? They see people who would be upset. They go, why the heck don't you get this stuff together? Why didn't you figure this out ahead of time? It's no fun that way. Life is not, look at how this thing is tangled up. Life is not, where does this go? This is odd. That's odd. You know what I could do? No, Frank, what can you do? I'll tell you what I can do. I could just leave this. Okay, I'll get the other mic too. I'm going to leave this one up here. Oh, that'll, okay. That falls in a lot of trouble. Now I'm going to take this mic over here. Come on. Oh, you hear that? You can hear it. Here comes another mic. And sounds like I'm in a real big place, right? Huge studio here. Oh, boy. All these wires, all this thing. Well, this is just going to, what is this going to do? Oh, this thing here is just going to pick up the ambiance. Right? Well, here I am. Yeah, this is not exactly Abbey Road here, friends. Okay. Upon that cobweb. Oh, there you go. Let's see what this ambiance feels like now. With the sound of the micro over there. That's pretty good. And this here, huh? You can hear the piano? Can you? Hey, it's not bad. And we got it from the back, so it's almost stereo. If you guys listening in stereo. All right. Okay, so here we are in the old saloon. We're all here on AHA, and here. Hear that? Now, I don't know what I'm going to do if I start with a harmonica thing. I don't know how I'm going to do that. We'll have to pick a song first here, just to open something up with you. And, Yeah, okay. Well, I can't use this, though. Can I do that in the key of C? I don't know. You know, the piano sounds pretty good. Let's see. If I can get this, I got one of these things you put on. Uh-oh. How's this going to go over my head? I don't have a trouble with the, I'm going to hold on to putting on the harmonica thing. In a way, because I'm going to have to take off my headphones. You know? And just, huh? So you see, is it in key or not? We don't know. See, it's here. It's here. Don't use the seeing sense. But let's see what it's like. Oh, good. That, you know, I won't be right on top of it. Right? Okay, so you see it's sounding good. Okay, all right, okay. Now I'm gonna do a lot of these songs like in different styles, okay? Off we go. Like this one here. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here we come, zooming to meet the thunder. Atta boy, give him the gun. And down we go. And the spouting flame from under. Off the heck of a roar. We live and we die. Gun will die. That's wrong. Okay, wait. We live. Hey, listen, you don't know that song anyway? I don't, okay, we'll do one, you didn't know that? Okay, well, we'll, hey, here's a, okay, here, let's, we, that was a warm-up. Nobody wants to hear, off we go into the wild blue yonder anyway, do they? Okay, I'm going to fix this. I put on the harmonica thing, and I'll do a real classic from way back, and let's see now. Oh, boy, that hurts. It's way too tight. Okay, here we go. Solo Chronicles. Name's Frank Tolman. His name's Joe's title show. Oh, God, that's... I don't know how they... you know, I even do these things. And I, all right. Oh, no, I got a light here. No wonder I can't see either. Frank, why don't you get set up ahead of time? Okay, hold on. I got one of these. Ah. Oh. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who. Others I've seen might try to be mean, might even be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gives me a thrill. Others I've seen who try to be mean might even be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Note there, you can hit that, and he had this one here. Okay, so you know, there was a little bit of that. So it's not sounding too bad here. Want to hear Wild Bill Yonder again? No, I guess not. What was wrong with that anyway? I love the chords of this song, but see, I'm going to talk like that again. I love the chords of this song, but let's see. Let's just live, and we die. Let's see. We live in flame. We live in foam. What is that word? We live in flame. We'll go down in the flame. Oh, that's a G flat. Okay, well, I see. That's a really good chords, but I just picked that one up because I thought we could do that here. October Chronicles. This is very casual stuff. Where are the boys? Run off to the bathrooms. Okay. Okay, well, Kate by C would be D. No, we're not going to do this in D. We'll do this in, you know what, take this off for now. Because, oh, now I got to take this off here, see? We'll get back to that harmonica later. Here we go. Listen to Cotolo Chronicles. It's the only show. You're never going to hear, you know, Mark Maron in his garage do this, go over to the piano and start playing. And not be, you know, and be self-conscious. I'm not self-conscious about it all. Hear that just a little? You didn't hear that, did you? Everybody have a good Thanksgiving. You gotta do that thing, you know, that thing in the club saloon. Actually, if you're in a saloon, you don't do that stuff. You just keep playing, and it doesn't matter. And that's one of the things, so let me teach you this. It's one of the things about playing. You make a little mistake, or you kept behind, you find a way to catch up, and you do it. You just keep going. You never just stop. Oh, geez. I know I stopped with Blue Yonder, but I never promised to play the whole thing. But now I got this everlasting light, you know, on these LED things here, so I could see my... Oh, but how does that work in this key? You're walking along. See, that's too low. And they can't have a cape. No, we're not doing this song. We're going to move it over. Who can I turn to? I got the lowest. Can I do my... No, see, it's too low. Okay. And you can't do with a piano what you do with a guitar. This, Happy days I hear again. The sky above is clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days I hear again. All together. The pedal. Our cares and troubles are gone. Be there no more from now on. You make your own time when you're doing a solo. Oh, sticks and stones may break. Ah,
cloudy day.
I thought they'd like that. They are. They're high. They're all high. But this is a virtual, isn't it? Yes. It's a virtual type thing. Oh, here's a G harp. I think I could do this. Oh, let's do a real romantic one. Oh, this was always a favorite. Back there on the road. Oh, why this thing is always so close to my mouth and yet it's not close enough. I don't know how this crap works. Everybody looks comfortable when they have a harmonica thing on top of them and they're playing. And I'm never comfortable. That's it. It's life. Still a thrill. As they around you, it's still the thrill as it was the day I found you. Seems like old times. Dinner dates and flowers seem like old. Try the harmonica thing. Like a war. I mean, that last note. Yeah, well, you know, the harp is trying very hard to pick up that little tonal difference. Okay, fine. Okay. And this is not, I need this, so I'll just, I know what to do. There you go, just put it down. That's all. This thing can, like, fall down and still say on. On if our lips should meet in Amrata. Kiss me, sweet, in Amrata. Hold me close, say you're mine. With a love that's warm as wine. You more and more and on more. Your symphony, a very beautiful sonata, my brother, say that you're my. What happened? That's not romantic. What happened here? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? We know you've done me wrong. And when we did weddings, you rarely did you just do one song. You'd listen to the leader. He wouldn't tell you what he was going to do. But Andy would say, you know, we're doing an enamorado. I'd say, fine, you're doing an enamorado and you're ready for the big Andy. Say, say, right, that's yours. You ready for the big Andy? My sweetheart, my. And then he starts to what we call vamp. Oh no, what do we do? He's like, and everybody's got to pick it up, you know? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? You know you've done me wrong. Wrong. All right, right, right there. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent. I know you've done me wrong. Do you remember that crazy evening way back when? When nothing but a fight to call. I know I'm late, but ain't that a shame? He'd just go on, and then he would come into something else. You had to follow him. You had to learn these particular tricks. No, you know, and you know, what? Rehearsal? No way. Okay, we have a, I guess a G. Can I do a harmonica with this? You sure you can, right? See what else we got. Are we looking at time here? What are we doing? This is, Cthulhu Chronicles. It's the show that Joe Rogan can't do. As badly as I might do this without rehearsal or just playing along, it's got spirit. Now we're at the $100 million and it's not the Joe Rogan podcast. So there, but it's real. It's wonderful radio. And I decided to do this because it's my show and I wanted to do it. I haven't done it in ages. So I decided to do it. And now I'm going through any one of these, all sorts of pieces of music here. Something maybe I know. Yeah, here, G. Okay, let's do it. How about this? How about Bob Dylan on piano everything can sound out of tune. It's Bob Dylan. Yeah. See, right. There's a billion words. Are you ready? You've got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there grinning. You've got a lot of nerve to say you got a helping hand to lend.
that you talk behind my back. I used to be on the crowd. You're in when do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with the one who tries to hide what he don't know to begin with? You see me on the street and you always act surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck. But you don't mean it when you know as well as me you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come on out and scream it? No, I see the heartbreak you embrace. If I was a master thief, I'd try to rob some. And now I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place. Don't you understand? It's not my parabola. Oh, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And you know what a drag it is to see you inside my shoes. And you know what a drag it is to see you, to see you, to see you.
Boys, I don't want to run over there. I don't want to prompt them there. This is Cotolo Chronicles. It's in America, it's Thanksgiving night. There are no Thanksgiving songs. There are songs about thanks, right? And all I gotta do is thank you, girl. Right, there's thank you, girl, and what is it? And I thank you. And I thank that. And thanks, I don't know. Thank you very much for the 18. Thank you very much. Thank you very, 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 very much.
And we're not paying any royalties to any of these people. A lot of the people who wrote these things are dead, and they're what's known as public domain. Okay? So, we take this down. Oh, whoa! But I promised the torch songs and stuff like that, so here's a torch. Here's a torch. You give your hand to me. Then you say hello. I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. Version. That's actually the way John Cage and Frank Zappa did it together. And I don't sing like Ray. Charles! That's right. I got lots of things here. Where are we? We're at Everybody Gotta Go to, well, through first hour. And, you know, it might not go that many more hours. I have a hard time with certain keys. So I have to, I can't change keys. Well, you don't know that. That's all music stuff anyway. Point is, I gotta find if I played one hand, I could put the microphone closer. But some of these, so you gotta find the right tone. You, or too high, or it's too high. So it'll be a, be lower to start it. You, that's it. You and the stars. It's okay. You. You know, because you're like arpeggio type, so it's not really a beat. Okay? Take it. take a song and do it like this.
You and the stars and the songs that I sing in the moonlight, I stand and I wait for the darkness to fall on the moonlight. The roses are crying a moonlight serenade. The stars are aglow, and tonight how their light sets me dreaming. My love, do you know that your eyes are like stars brightly beaming?
What happened to that? Me. Trying to get that ninth in there. Yeah, well, I bring you and sing you a moonlight serenade.
Dissonance there. Glenn Miller's rolling over in his grave, wherever the heck he landed. Oh, that's terrible. My name is Frank Tolo, man. His name is Jonas Tyler Shell, and this is Cotolo Chronicles. I'm chronicling these songs, doing these songs from the bottom of my rotten, broken heart, okay? Because I know
our day will come. Falling in love can bring. No one can tell us that we're too young to know. My love is slow and you love me magic because we always stay in love this way.
Maybe it's here already. Our day. Oh, who do we go? Well, let's go a couple more minutes, okay? And then we'll go back over to the, maybe get some applause. And we'll hear from the, should we take a half hour break here? For my, I should have brought my water over, is what I should have done. Because we're really screaming stuff. And I just passed over some songs. So, I'm going to have to go back. And, or just think them. I think them out of the top of my head. How about? Oh, chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains. And they ain't the kind that you can see. Oh, no, these chains of love. Fine. Then I feel a whole lot better. Chains and end of end. Who else would end chains with Rachmaninoff? My name is Frank Tolmeo's name is who adorns the title of the show. Chains in in fiery fashion and four different types of fields into Rachmaninoff. What a name, huh? Rock and roll Maninoff, right? That should be, there it is. That could have been, that. What style is that you do that old chain song in? Oh, I do it, it's Rachmaninoff style. Rock and Rollinoff. Yeah, there you go. We just created a whole new genre. Rock and Rollinoff. Call up Cleveland. Tell them. We're coming over there with a sting of rock and roll. We're putting this in the Hall of Fame. Rock and Rollinoff. Want to do some more Rock and Rollinoff? All right. We should take a break. Oh, Jesus. Because I haven't screamed and sang that. It's good. It's therapy, too. Let me just move over here. I don't have to play that whole damn thing, do I? Well, I guess I should, but then I gotta move that mic. How is this mic doing? Is that enough, or do we need two more? Let's find out. How about it, kids? Where are the kids? Are they here? What are you doing, kids? Where are you? Well, they're far away. Listen. Where are they, kids? It got too loud for them, I guess. There we go. You hear him? Yeah, they're in the other space there. Okay. Thank you, kids. Thank you. What? Too loud for you? Come on. Hang it in. There you go. Thanks, guys. Oh, you're a wonderful bunch here. And it's still on. We didn't freeze or anything. Let me get a drink of water while I'm waiting for the guys to finish their round of applause. Yeah, I'm just getting started here. Okay. Thanks, guys. They're tired. Can anyone hear me? Yeah, I am, because you're getting the ambiance is what you're getting. Perhaps they even... Are there any, I don't know if there's any bigger ones here. Where are they? Is anyone here? Any bigger? Do I get any more? Let's see. Hold on. We're trying to find out if there are people outside, it seems. What about the people outside? What are they doing? They're on Cotola Chronicles. What's going on? There they are! Thank you! They're up. Social distancing, they're all out there. Thank you. Oh, great. You see, they're into that rock and rolling off. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, everyone. Ah, oh, terrific, eh? Thank you, they're all wearing their coats and their, Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, yeah. Hey, I knew they'd get in. Tell them, give me a chance to warm up. Drink some water. Thanks a lot. Please, no more. What?
What's up?
Who's that? Another group? What are you doing here?
Subscribe.
No. Shut up. What are you trying to do? Give away the store? Listen to this. Imagine people did their radio shows like this. How far away am I now? I'm somewhere here in the... All right, I'll come back. Let's do this. Wait. What have we got here? 21? We got a couple of more fun things. But let me see if I could do this and then go back into the... Wait, I'll do this. Here, wait. I know. We'll do this. We'll get a chance to take a break. Get a drink of water or something. Go to the bathroom. I'll get a little commercial here. Okay, we'll put this up here. And, people are... Fine. We're still cooking here. We just got to find this particular thing I'm looking to find here. And we'll do the middle show here. Where is this? Oh, it's probably like right here. Isn't it? Yeah, it's here somewhere. I think. Where is that? You're listening to, I'll just do the regular, you're listening to Cotola Chronicles. Where is that? It should be TTTC. Ah, here it is. And we'll do this, and then we'll go into a little of this music here, and then what will happen is everybody go get a drink and get some bathroom stuff, or go dispose of your bodily wastes, or precious bodily fluids that are gone, but anyway.
Thank you.
All right, in the background now you'll hear a little tinkly-dinkly stuff there, and I'll get Terra Cotola Chronicles. Isn't this fun? I just want to stop here for a second and tell everyone that it's a saloon. I don't know what to call this. We used to call it Cotola Cafes, and that's what we have here, the cafe. Just having fun. You know, got an instrument, singing along, finding some feel, you know, and just screwing the hell out of these songs, these old standards, and playing them up and doing what you feel at the moment. It's a kind of existential playing that some people find fun. And it also covers mistakes. What you do is you turn mistakes into a unique style. That's a good way of putting it, huh? why rehearse? I told you, I never rehearse, but I'm always prepared. My name is Frank Cotola. The man's name is Jones, the title of the show. We're going to go a little bit more, maybe a couple of tunes here, and I'll end with a special tune that everyone always liked from an old album that never sold. That'd be great. Thank you. And that's what it's like when you're listening. Okay, so we're ready to do that. All I got to do is bring this microphone back to this special spot I had here. Next time we do... No, you know what? I'm not going to say next time we do this, we'll prepare a joint. We're just going to have fun. All right? Oh, get on there now. Stay there. It's a special way to... Uh-oh. How did I have this microphone? Okay. Is that good? Yeah, that's good. A little bit more vibrations and you're in trouble. So what I could do is boost this. I know. Yeah. There you go. Second level will be that in the back there. I'll boost this up. Boost it up. Of course, you boost. You can't boost something down. So you boost it. Okay. Let's see. So it's a... When you don't give love, then you don't get love. You better let love depart. Why is that wrong? I want someone to ask me. Because you know why? I know it. It's my head. When you don't give love, when you don't give love, then you just get love, right? You better let love depart. No, depart. No, see? I don't remember it. But I can't get you. Let's just forget the introduction and go out of my heart. Slide into the song as you remember it.
guess I'll never be the same.
Trying to wail there, playing in different, trying to hit those notes and get in those other keys. So there, that one, I don't even have a worksheet for that. I just tried to remember it off the top of my head there. Yeah, let's see if we could, there's a lot of words to say, you know. Maybe doing some of these, I did do another Bob Dylan song on piano here. But I'm trying to think of like a song that, you know, I would just sit and try to remember anything that I did there. Or I could do, you know, and there's things I can't remember at all. This is a piece that my old partner and I wrote for, what was the name of that movie? Wind Over, it was about a boat race, about an old boat races. Wind Over Boston? No, Wind Over, wow. That goes in my resume like I need it, right? I don't know, but let's see. I don't. I gotta remember it here. But that's I haven't played this in ages. But let's try it. There you go. It's kind of a minuet, although it takes more than a minuet to play it. One more time.
Well, I'm out of that. I love that. Big ending. Let's rerun that in a minute. Ah. Oh, wow. And remember. No. Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh, that would be the ending. So then the ending would go like this. He's rehearsing while he does my Hey, it's only been like 10 years since I played the record. All right. It gets worse as I go along. There's the ending. Thank you. Is screaming outside or what? Wow. If I play it higher, on a higher register... I can't move over here that far. If I do it on a higher register. But it's a, yeah, it's like a minuet. And that, okay, no joke on that. Let's see, that, you know that thing you're hearing down there, like that? That's my foot. There's not, you know, a drummer didn't come in. Someone's not tapping there. But it should go, one, two, three, one, two, three. All right. Enough of that, right? Okay, fine. But it beats playing Bob Dylan, you know? I say, must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? And must you dance quite so close with your lips? Touching his face. Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out while we're alone. I'll ask the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners? To pay him though, to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been stuck inside his arms ever since.
partners. Never want to change partners again.
Go on. We're going to end it with this. An appropriate song. Lyrical wise.
The chairs are all up on their tabletop. It's so damn late, even the clock has stopped. Kill the lights. Let's call it a night. Well, all right. Let's call it a night. The traffic's humming a busy tune. But my day ended when the sun met the moon. Well, all right. Let's call it a night. Hit the lights. Let's call it a night. The milkman's at the door. The newsboy's calling. And I can't find the back door key. I like to slip away. Humming a busy tune, but my day ended when the sun and the moon hit the lights. Let's call it a night. Well, all right. Let's call it a night.
Well, it's been fun here. End this song here, and let's call it a night, okay? And I can think of the last verse, it'll be good. I'm going to try and call it a night. I did that one. Let's just go out there.
The chairs are all up on their tabletops. It's so damn late, even the clock has stopped. Kill the lights. Let's call it a night. Well, all right. Let's call it a night. Let's call it a night. Let's call it a night.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and rolling off. And let's do it correctly. Hey, let me try it one more time, okay, Noel Engine?
Let's call it a night.
And then totally, I don't know, you know, what can I tell you?
Let's call it a night.
night. Let the night down. Do with my bait? No, let's not do it. Let's just. Ay, 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 my throat. Well, anyway, you know, that's, so you can give thanks that the show's over. Where's my, okay, and then, yeah. Oh, geez, what's that, a harmonica box? I had all these harmonicas, but I didn't do, but that's what we did. Let's just hit this thing, and, you know, we'll have the end of the show, coming up here. My name is Frank Tolman. His name is the Turtle. Or that guy. Remember that guy? Yeah, this guy was pretty good. He was good. Thank you very much. I know, it's been a great time. Let's just go out. Let's go out a weird way here, right? Where is it? Wait, let's go back to the guys. Where are the guys? Where's my guys? There they go. This has been Cotolo Chronicles. And, we'll be, good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. And for the rest of you, you know, we'll see you. Go to the blog and go buy the books and we'll be around, you know. Yeah, there we go. What did he do? Stop? Yeah, he stopped. And, thank you guys. You guys want to be loud? Huh? What are you doing? There they go. There's the sound. There it is right there. Thank you very much. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man's name is John. Time to show. We say goodnight to Miss Ernstwhile. Do I have things to sing? Sing, sing. God, that's it. My voice is gone because I pushed it really hard. Have a good time. We'll see you next time. Right? Thank you, guys. All right. Nothing more to sing and nothing more to say.